Right, what am I doing? Well, not a lot. Trying to keep out of Roger Murphy's pair. I mean, since I was last here, I think I've done 5 missions. All of them have been with Roger. No. And I think those of you who remember last time when he introduced me, he said that he always told churches that I was 85, and he used to spend the mornings helping me do up my shoes and put my socks on. But I was very grateful that when Paul Preston read the scripture this morning, you talked about Joshua's ministry starting really at 85. And I'm not quite 85 yet. So I give thanks for the fact that I can still do this, because this is the most amazing opportunity. I'll say something about that in a moment. But tell you what I'm doing in the future. I've got 2 or 3 things on at the moment. I'm beginning to work with a church in Peterborough. Some of you know it, St. Paul's Peterborough, where Ron Watkinson. Anybody remember Ron Watkinson? Yes. Now, I think that needs a lot of prayer. So when we turn to prayer, will you pray for that? Because he's keen on mission, but I'm not sure that all his church are. And I'm beginning to work with that. And I'm thinking of having a planning weekend, a training weekend with them in sort of October. Next year is their 150th anniversary, and they want to celebrate that by having a couple of visits from us. And I pray that they're going to be ready for that. So that's informing you of your prayers. And the other one is I'm doing a weekend and in a place called Newhall, which is much closer to me in Surrey. And 7 of the 8 team are here today. And I just want to mention two things about these 2 missions. Peterborough came because Ginger Tom said to Ron one day, "What about having a mission to celebrate your 150 years? That opened a door. Yeah. He was with me on Cornwall. I know how old he is. And the other one is Newhall, which came about because a group of people of TFM EA, Evangelist Association, if you remember those, actually put us a flyer out, and Newhall, the 2 churches in Newhall, bit on it. So actually what I'm going to do at the moment, I'm going to ask Chris Watts, will you come up for a second and say how Newhall started and encourage the others to step out and tell your churches, well, what about having a mission?
Good old David got it totally wrong there. He's thinking about another mission, the one to Ockley, and I thought, how do we get missions going? So I thought, okay, our diocese has a newsletter. So basically, and they have something that goes out to all the clergy. So I said, could we write something? So I told them about TFM. And from the whole diocese of Guildford, I got one response. And I went to see the minister there and then handed it over to David. And he took it on from there, and there was a mission there. This time, I just happened to open New Wine magazine, and I was reading it, and I read this really good article. And I read it, and I thought, God, that's a really good, just a single page. And at the bottom was a photograph of the lady who'd written it. And I thought, I recognize that face. She's in our diocese. So I thought, oh, and it said which church. So I thought, this is TFM. I don't know where. Lord gave me a prompt. So I just emailed her. Said, hi, fantastic article. By the way, have you heard of Through Faith Missions? If you're interested, let me know. She came back. She said, I can't believe it. We just met for prayer this week. What do we do about having a mission? And so it went again. Then I got onto him again, and off it goes. So we've got loads of contacts, haven't we, in churches. Almost my conversations at meetings and that go like, you know, chit-chat. Well, my interest, I'm involved with an organization called Through Faith Missions. Have you heard of them? Walk of 1,000 Men, da-da-da-da. And sometimes it leads somewhere, sometimes it doesn't.
Thanks, Chris. So, over to you. What about your contacts? because I can handle some more missions, even if I try and keep Roger Murphy out of them. And I just, if I've got a second or two, I just wanted to say, I mean, many of you know my story, but I first heard about the Walk of 1,000 Men in late 1990. And I went on the Pennines, and it changed my life. And I've been involved with Through Faith Missions ever since. I think some of them are rather keen that I hang my boots up soon, but sorry, you've got me. And it's a most amazing organization, this one. It has enabled me, and many of you I know, to do things you'd never, ever done before. It's a door opener. It's been fantastic. And we are blessed, have been blessed, with fantastic staff, fantastic trustees, all down the years, fantastic team members, and you, the people who faithfully pray for us and support us. That organization, I believe, should continue and be blessed. So let's go for it.